what's your take on it, please? You're a political reporter with the Irish Examiner. You've covered a lot of stuff, obviously, in the last 18 months in terms of lockdown. Is this a kind of another lockdown kind of outrage, or is there something more fundamental in it?
I'm on the fence personally. I understand the anger. I think one of the things that you kind of have to remember is that this is a tarnisher. He's not just any other citizen. He's not just any other person. And while he is entitled to private time, showing up at a festival in the UK this weekend, on the same weekend that Electric Picnic was supposed to go ahead and didn't, I suppose one of his former colleagues and a frequent critic of his, Ted O'Connell, yesterday called it tone deaf. And I think that's kind of the anger about it, that there was no recognition that large scale outdoor events still haven't restarted here. That indoor events are only restarting today, but the events industry says that most of those won't be viable if they're not subsidised. And it's just, I suppose, it's one of those things. It's just another controversy that the government had no reason to kind of find itself in. You call them in tennis, you'd call it an unforced error, and it just seems like this government lurches from unforced error to unforced error.
I'm involved in a number of different committees over the years. I was chairperson of the National Union of Journalists Executive Council in Dublin and many other different things. I've worked with lots of different people in different groups. I've never obviously been involved in political parties per se. One of the things that I go with, Paul, is anything I do is to minimise the potential for a feck-up. It doesn't have to be perfect. Whatever you do doesn't have to be perfect every day. But you literally, your actions should minimise the potential for things to go wrong. If Leo followed that philosophy, he wouldn't have gone to that concert. Like, he presumed, obviously, that he wasn't going to be photographed at it. He's entitled to his personal space. He's entitled to go to these things on his days off, on his holidays. So, but is it arrogance or is it stupidity? I don't think it's stupidity, because he's not a stupid man.
No, and I'm not sure it's arrogance, but I think one of the things is that kind of slightly tone deafness.
Okay, like, describe this to me now, because this is important. You're a political reporter, okay? You're describing it as tone deaf. Delve a little bit more into that for me in terms of your own personal opinion, if you don't mind.
Yeah, look, I think one of the things that you have to remember is there's 35,000 people in that industry, in that events industry, who aren't back at work really today. Obviously they can go back 60% indoors if everyone's vaccinated. A lot of people in the events industry are saying, look, that's not viable. If you open up the likes of Whelan's in Dublin at 60%, they'd probably be losing money. They need to get to somewhere around 80 or 90% capacity to be making money. They're sitting at home waiting for today, which allows them to go to that. They're looking at the 22nd of October before they can actually go back full capacity. I suppose one of the things is that obviously the tarnisher didn't think or didn't kind of believe that he would be photographed at the event by an Irish person. But the fact that he was, just a lot of people that I spoke to in the events industry yesterday, it felt like another, a bit of salt in the wounds and another kind of kick while they were down on. Just something that they could have done without,
And again, I'm trying to get, and we don't know the Taoiseach's mind on this. We don't know. But, like, are you saying it was a stupid thing to do?
Yeah, look, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
So are you saying that he's a stupid? It wasn't a clever thing to do. So it was a stupid thing to do. So is that the act of a stupid person? No, it's not, because he's not a stupid person. He's a highly intelligent person. He knows his moves. I've never met a politician as calculated in the things that he does. And that's why I'm wondering what in God's name got into him. Because, again, we're all entitled to a personal life. And if I do this or you do that, and we're all in different realms of responsibility. But the status by which we judge politicians, that came out during the Golfgate. Like, have they learned nothing, Paul?
I think one of the things, that people close to the Taoiseach or the Taoiseach on show himself, when he does speak on it, will argue is that he is entitled to do these things. You know, nothing he did was illegal. Nothing he did broke any kind of guidelines or any rules. There's not even a suggestion that he did. And, for himself, he's a very recognisable person here. He probably feels that it would have been easier to go and spend some downtime at something like the festival in London that he attended on Saturday. And at a certain point, I can see his point. You know, Dublin is, you know, particularly that kind of industry or that part of Dublin. You know, yourself, it's a very small fishbowl at times, and I imagine for somebody as recognisable and as somebody who has found himself to be as divisive as Leo Varadkar at times, particularly online, it's probably just easier to get out of Dodge and go and spend a day with friends in.
Yeah,
in London, you know?
Breda phoned into 0518 46 123 to say, "Poor Leo, should he not be allowed to enjoy himself? He's a young man at the end of the day." And Breda, you're 100% right, and that's what we've been saying. Maybe this is just the storm in the teacup. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this.